after Hillary Clinton joined Barack Obama at a campaign event in Unity, New Hampshire late last month, some Democrats exhaled, no longer worried that the bitter race for the nomination would leave the party asunder. But there are indications that tension still exists between supporters of the two candidates. The New York Times reported today that several donors to Barack Obama are balking at helping pay off Senator Clinton's campaign debt, said to be well over $20 million. The Times reports that so far Obama donors have come up with less than $100,000 in erasing that debt, which one unidentified Clinton supporter calls a paltry sum. Anna Cruz is the former spokesperson for Florida for Hillary. She said it was important not to make too much about this latest story.
I don't think it's troublesome. I mean, you're certainly going to get a mixed bag of folks that feel that that's not their debt to pay off. But, you know, in the long run, we have to keep our eye on the prize. And that means, you know, building unity now. And I think that his gesture and offer to help pay off her debt will instill and create even more unity that we'll need to win in November.
The Wall Street Journal reported on Tuesday that officials with both Clinton and Obama are negotiating what type of role the New York senator will have at the convention and whether or not her name will be put into nomination. Clinton won 1,600 delegates, and the issue has become, in the words of Democratic consultant Donna Brazil, a bone of contention. New Yorker Amy Siskind is a Hillary Clinton supporter and a founding member of the group TogetherForUs.com.
I have very strong feelings about this, and actually one of your local politicians, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, just spoke out on MSNBC today, and we're outraged, and a lot of us have called her office directly, and she said that they shouldn't have a roll call and let Hillary have her voice.
Siskind says Clinton received over 50% of the popular vote during the primaries and caucuses and deserves to be honored.
Do you think that all those voters who are part of our Democratic Party should not have their voices heard disobeys a core tenet of our party, which is that every voice is heard, and that's already been disobeyed as relates to Florida and Michigan, which is a whole other issue. But to now not have these folks have their voices heard, I think would create more disunity and anger. And within our group, even the folks that are pro-Obama still also feel strongly on this point. This is a commonality we all share.
As the primary season was winding down, some disgruntled Clinton supporters said they would support John McCain in the fall. Analysts discounted some of those comments, saying that those Democrats, many of them women, would ultimately support the party standard bearer. And that may still be true, but an analysis of campaign finance records conducted by the Center for Responsive Politics indicates that not all are contributing to the Obama campaign. The analysis shows that while 115 individuals who had donated at least $1,000 to Mrs. Clinton made their first donation to Senator Obama, 115 other former Clinton backers made their first big donation to John McCain. And in a poll released just last Friday by CNN and Opinion Research, it found that nearly a third of those who voted for Senator Clinton in the primaries said they would stay home in November rather than vote for Obama. Amy Siskind says part of that poll result is the way Senator Obama has treated Senator Clinton.
And for example, when he put Patty Solis Doyle as the chief of staff for his prospective vice president, that was really putting salt in the wounds for a lot of folks who are Hillary Clinton supporters. You know, the way that these meetings have gone with big donors, one in Washington, D.C., it's really been perceived by folks as very lukewarm, and I think there's still a big show-me factor. So I think that accounts for part of it, and then part of it is just what has happened in his campaign since the time Hillary suspended her campaign. In terms of a lot of the changes of view and folks really trying to figure out who this guy is and what he stands for. And that's, you know, it's really tough to do. He certainly is the candidate of change.
Siskind and about 40 other prominent Hillary Clinton supporters in New York got together a few weeks ago and formed TogetherForUs.com. She says her group runs the gamut of those who are actively supporting Barack Obama now to those who are supporting John McCain. Tampa Democratic political consultant Anna Cruz said she recently had the opportunity to engage both Obama and Clinton in Washington and said it was important for the two of them to campaign actively in Florida for Democrats to take the Sunshine State in November.
My advice to both camps was that you have to get down here to Florida. These folks, we cannot forget, have not seen their candidates because the candidates couldn't campaign here. So Clinton folks feel, not, number one, that their votes were not legit on the 29th primary, and they didn't see their candidate, and they feel a little bit neglected. I really think that both Senator Clinton and Senator Obama are going to need to come down here and have a real conversation with Floridians and talk to them. And they need to, Floridians want to see and feel in touch their presumptive nominee and also Hillary Clinton.